for the new format?
Okay, we're ready. We're close.
Okay, I know it's a little different on our new format here. All right, well, I guess we're ready to get started here. And with that, I'll just say good evening and welcome, everybody. Again, my name is Paul Morris. I'm one of the owners of the company. I'm the Executive Vice President in charge of International, but I've always had an interest in the product, having been involved in health and nutrition most of my life, and having owned and run a wellness center a number of years ago, and had my fingerprints and DNA in that product development along the way here. It's always my pleasure to join you on the calls when I can. But it's my special treat tonight to introduce you to Dr. Marcus Kuypers, MD, who's a board-certified emergency room physician, has a geriatric practice up in the Seattle, Washington geographical area of our country, and serves on our scientific advisory board. Matter of fact, I think he was our very first member of our scientific advisory board. And of all the people I've met in my entire life and spent most of my life selling nutritional products, I've never met anybody who commands a greater knowledge of vitamins, minerals, nutrients, nutrition, everything to do with alternative methods of improving your health and longevity and lifestyle. And that is, our guest speaker tonight, Dr. Kuypers. And so it's an honor and a real treat for me to introduce him to you. Many of you, the regular listeners throughout last year, heard Dr. Kuypers many, many times and appreciate all he has to share with us. But as always, I listen with great anticipation to what new stuff we'll learn each time that Dr. Kuypers speaks. With all that, I'll turn it over to Dr. Kuypers.
Thank you, Paul. Good evening, everyone. Happy New Year on our auspicious start of the new year, and wishing everybody a very healthy and prosperous new year, which I'm sure it will be if we keep all drinking our X-Fuse products. And tonight I kind of want to start it off a little low-key with discussing a particular ingredient, as we do every Monday night. We focus on a particular ingredient or ingredients in our X-Fuse family of product. And tonight we should talk about one of our kind of unsung heroes within the 7-plus family, and that's GAC. Or Momordica cochinchinensis. And actually, before I launch into a little dissertation about GAC, I wanted to mention an interesting study that was reported over the Christmas holidays, which many of you may have heard of and or read about. It was reported quite widely, and this was the results of a multi-center, multi-year trial on ginkgo. And I thought it was interesting, and I bring it up just because it was a trial that I had followed for a while on ginkgo. And it had been run on quite a few patients for quite a while, and it was a randomized double-blind study, which is kind of the gold standard, if you will, of studies, and I think it particularly important because ginkgo has been looked at and widely reported and attributed to be the best thing that is known, or one of the better things for improving memory and cognition, and it is kind of a natural treatment, or thought to be a natural treatment, if you will, for many of the dementia or, slowing of mental faculties as time goes on. And there had been high hopes to actually prove or try and elucidate if ginkgo was, the best thing for this, at least in the natural products world. And this was a study that was sponsored by the National Institutes of Health and the Center for Alternative and Complementary Medicine. And I think it was particularly significant because basically it found that there was no particular benefit in the way they did this study in taking ginkgo. And, there are many criticisms that have been leveled at ginkgo and the way that the study was done. And many people have taken ginkgo for quite some time and hung their hat, so to speak, on the benefits of ginkgo and improving cerebral circulation and you know, improving mental clarity and cognition and faculties. And bottom line is, at least in this, the way this study was done, it doesn't seem to help. So, and some of the commentaries I read that basically is supposedly puts the question of ginkgo to rest because of the size and breadth and complexity of this study and the number of patients enrolled and doing these kind of multi-center, multi-year trials is a laborious and tremendously complex and expensive undertaking. And really that's why, you know, it takes millions and millions of dollars to do these. And, you know, everybody was kind of hoping that ginkgo would have shown more benefit than it did. Now, some of the criticisms that have been leveled against it were that, you know, was the instruments they were using to measure sufficiently sensitive enough? You know, was it in the right dose? Was it many times you find ginkgo in combination with other things when people take it, and it certainly wasn't. It was ginkgo by itself, and how closely did they match the controls with this? But, you know, I think it's just an interesting aside that it really had shown that ginkgo was not of great benefit. That doesn't mean that one can't take it or shouldn't take it. It's not part of our Xfuse family of products, which is neither good nor bad. In the one sense, I guess in a way it's good because it hasn't been included in the Xfuse family of products. And, you know, with this study, then that implies or saves us from a little bit of criticism that had it been there and people had wanted to say how good it is, we don't have to worry about that. So I just mentioned it because it is a singular study that really had a lot of time and effort and complexity and larger number of patients with it. So pretty well puts to rest the idea that ginkgo is of particular benefit by itself. And anyway, let's go on and talk for a little bit about GAC. And GAC is an ingredient in our 7-plus family of product, and it's a fruit found predominantly in Southeast Asia. It grows wild as well as cultivated. It has a relatively short growing season, so the fact that we have it in our 7-plus products is, I think, relatively unique. I haven't found a lot of other products that even have GAC, and it's reputed to promote longevity and vitality. Its real claim to fame is it has been promoted for dry eyes and to help to maintain healthy vision. It's predominantly made up of carotenoids, and carotenoids are a large class of compounds which are responsible for giving fruit their bright yellow and orange colors. Carotenoids are used primarily as the body is highly effective antioxidants. And there's over 600 carotenoids known. They are very efficient free radical scavengers, which is what a antioxidant is. And GAC has a very high concentration of lycopene and beta-carotene. And these are two of the better-known carotenoids. And interestingly, beta-carotene can be converted by the body into vitamin A, so that it is a pathway to achieve vitamin A, which is important to the immune system. It's also important for the retina and for vision. Lycopene, interestingly, has been shown to accumulate in the retina and is thought to be important to vision, but it's not specifically known how, and it is thought to have some benefit on preventing macular degeneration and cataracts. So it kind of helps relieve age-related deterioration of the vision. And antioxidants in general are hoped to be particularly beneficial for normal age vision, which is good because there's no real treatment at this point in time for macular degeneration, which is the leading cause of blindness and age-related deterioration of the vision. It is also, lycopene is also a major ingredient in many of the vitamins that are commonly promoted and used to alleviate or help slow the progress of macular degeneration. And it's not really well understood or studied as to whether or not that makes any particular benefit in macular degeneration or deteriorating vision. My personal opinion, with so many of these ingredients or phytonutrients such as lycopene, such as beta-carotene, and even ginkgo for that matter, is that I think the biggest shortcoming of the ginkgo study that I just talked about, and even trying to study 7+ and X-Fuse for that matter, is you probably won't see a big difference in a large number of people in a short period of time. You know, there are many individuals who have benefits and notice changes depending on their particular challenges. But as we saw with the ginkgo study, when you start to look at large numbers of people, probably studying them for a couple years, 3, 4, even 5, isn't going to produce a large amount of change. And with many of these diseases, such as dementia or Alzheimer's, such as macular degeneration, and other chronic inflammatory and degenerative diseases, these are diseases that may take years to manifest. And so in a real sense, it's kind of like once the damage is done, it can be very difficult to undo it in a relatively shorter period of time. So as I've said before, that an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And so taking these products, such as 7+ and the lycopene and the GAC and the beta-carotene and the vitamins and phytonutrients and minerals, is going to cause the most amount of benefit and the greatest amount of good when you take it just like a nutritional supplement for years. So it should become kind of part of one's daily routine, and you start taking it and basically figure you're going to take it for the rest of your life. And the longer you take it, the better. Now, you know, if you're lucky enough to start in your 20s, so much the better. If the later you start, you still may derive some benefits. But if you start on something that's well established, that's going to be a lot tougher nut to crack. And GAC is recognized as a source of many of these potent phytonutrients. Interestingly, the carotenoids in GAC are distinctively bound in long-chain fatty acids. So that makes it easier to absorb. Some of these fatty long-chain fatty acids are the omega-3s and the omega-6s, which are important and vital nutrients for the body. And having these carotenoids bound up with the omega-3s and 6s helps the helps their absorption, as well as also helping some of the absorption of the fat-soluble vitamins, which are vitamins A and E and D, which makes them more readily absorbed. There has been one clinical study to demonstrate that the carotenoids in GAC fruit have greater bioavailability than just taking supplemental beta-carotene. So you can buy beta-carotene at the health food store or in the grocery store aisle, and usually comes in a little gel cap, and certainly that some of this is absorbed, but you know, in its natural state, bound up with all the other phytonutrients and the natural complexes and the long-chain fatty acids, it's basically better absorbed and has greater bioavailability with this. So we know that GAC has 70 times more lycopene than a tomato, which is one of the more commonly noted sources of lycopene. It's also got 10 times more beta carotene than a carrot, and that's also part of where the name of beta carotene came from, with the carrot. And these carotenoids in GAC have been fairly well studied. GAC fruit itself and all its other ingredients has not been particularly well studied in comparison with some of our other ingredients in 7 Plus. There are probably less than 50 studies of GAC fruit in the literature compared with some of the other ingredients, which have hundreds of studies. And the other interesting part of the materials found in GAC is that these carotenoids have also been found to have some benefit on tumor cells, and there is a unique protein in GAC that has been studied and appears to inhibit some of the proliferation of cancer cells, and it's also noted that GAC seems to, in epidemiologic studies, which is where they study large numbers of individuals that take GAC or eat more GAC than others in comparison. And in those individuals that apparently eat GAC, there's a reduced risk of prostate cancer. Now, none of this translates into implying that GAC is a treatment for cancer, or none of this suggests that if you eat GAC or you drink your 7 Plus that it's going to improve any particular condition such as prostate cancer or anything else. And I just would parenthetically note that basically most every cancer society or society that does deal with cancer and looks at the epidemiologic impact of diet on cancer recommends that, eating a diet high in fruits and vegetables is good to keep cancer away. So whether it's 10, 12, or however many servings a day, we know that drinking or consuming a diet high in plant and vegetable material is important to maintaining the body's defenses. And I think that 7 Plus is certainly a supplement that's high in fruit extracts, and we know that extracts are certainly as beneficial in being able to help protect the body, and that's recommended by the USDA to consume that to maintain your body's immune system. We know that the carotenoids in particular are vital to the immune system, as are many of the other phytonutrients found in all the ingredients and fruits in 7 Plus. So, I think it's a reasonable assumption that taking something like 7 Plus, which has lots of fruit extracts, is good for your body's defenses and helps to maintain particularly when taken over a long period of time and being part of a reasonable diet and health program. So, you know, GAC, in summary, is really a particularly high source of carotenoids, lycopene and beta-carotene in particular. We know that these carotenoids are particularly important. It also is, as a side benefit, is also high in vitamin C. And vitamin C is also important to maintaining skin and capillary integrity. It's is a particular phytonutrient that has been reputed to help maintain a healthy cardiovascular system. We know that it's important to the immune system as well. And so, you know, there are some, you know, pretty wonderful things in GAC that, you know, are to be found elsewhere, but you'd have to take an awful lot more to get, you know, 70 times the concentration of lycopene. That's a lot of tomatoes you've got to eat, and also a lot of carrots to get 10 times more beta-carotene. And as with so many of these nutrients, a little bit goes a long way, especially if the body can properly absorb and utilize it. So with that, let me throw it open for any questions for the new year, and please hit 7 to ask your question, or star 7 to ask your question, and or comment on either GAC or any of our other ingredients.
Okay, while everybody's getting their questions ready and getting ready to hit star 7, I want to thank you again for your excellent exposition here on the all the benefits of GAC, and also the interesting comments you had on the studies on ginkgo biloba. And of interest note, I'm a subscriber to the Life Extension Institute magazine, and in fact, fortunately, they're right here in Fort Lauderdale. I'm able to frequently stop by there, and I've actually met Mr. Falloon, the owner and publisher of the magazine and owner of the institute. And I happen to be close enough, I can attend lectures over there. They have lectures going on all the time, and every once in a while I pop over and catch some visiting, you know, nutrition expert. And but one of the things that they'd actually had on a recent issue is that we can expect, those in the nutritional community, we can expect lots of publicity, bad publicity, on various attempts by Big Pharma to discredit the natural supplements and their ability to have any kind of a positive effect on anybody. And they were pointing out that a number of the studies that will actually make its way into the mainstream media are flawed studies. They'll do it on a synthetic, you know, vitamin C or vitamin A or whatever, and it will be an inferior brand and a very minimal serving size, or in their clinical terms, dosage, and they'll present this very compelling and convincing you know, point of view that this particular vitamin is no good or that particular vitamin is no good. And what Mr. Falloon in his editorial pointed out, he said, well, yeah, the vitamin they used and the quantity they used it wasn't any good. But bring on an all-natural, bioavailable, you know, naturally occurring form of that, and you'll have an entirely different result. And so we're going to have to just exercise a lot of discernment and wisdom in the near future here, as we see mainstream media publications that might discredit, you know, supplementation, liquid supplementation, even some of the ingredients that you might see that appear on our label may, over the next year, you know, few years, get some kind of mainstream media discredit. But bear in mind, you know, according to Falloon's perspective on this, they're not valid tests in terms of a real good quality, all-natural, bioavailable ingredient. So I just thought I'd throw that little toot in there. So that don't panic if you read anything negative about any of our ingredients. As soon as there is, I'm sure that Dr. Kuipers and our scientific advisory board and Dr. Joe will come back to you within a week or so with an explanation of why you really shouldn't believe what you perhaps read, and why we still are the absolute best product out there. But anyway, with all that,
well, that's a good point, Paul, because I think that is one of the criticisms that I saw, and another thing that's actually been getting a fair bit of press lately is just how close the so-called regulatory agencies, like the NIH even, and like, many of these boards that, supposedly are supposed to be impartial, but bottom line is, they have very close ties to the pharmaceutical industry. Most all of these researchers and reviewers and people who look over these editorial boards and design these studies, they get a lot of money from the pharmaceutical industry, and it would stand to reason that the pharmaceutical industry doesn't want to see too many natural products succeed.
Gee, what a coincidence, Dr. Kuipers, that they get funding from Big Pharma. You don't think that would influence their opinion on anything, do you?
Nah.
All I can say is, caveat emptor, buyer beware. Look at the source. There's an old expression that goes, follow the money. Follow the money. Whenever you see a report that's done saying that aspartame is good for you, follow the money. Find out who funded that report. If you see something that said fluoride is good for you, follow the money. Who funded that? And it'll probably trace back to a special interest group that is the one that's the biggest benefactor to, putting out that erroneous and false information. So, again, we're at a point in time in our lives where we just have to, you know what it is, folks? It's responsibility. We all need to become responsible for our own health. And we got to become responsible for what we eat, for what we put in our mouth. And, I know I respect the fact that so many of you have dialed in tonight, as you do faithfully every Monday evening, and now with our new time for the year at 9:30, and some of you have been loyal listeners for over a year now, and some even longer. And I appreciate the fact that you're hungry to learn and to, nourish your knowledge of nutrition and information. But the point is, we can't, just find some panacea out there called 7 Plus or 7 Plus Performance and chug down a serving size of 3/4 ounce to 1 ounce a day, or even think, well, I'm in a real rough shape, I'll take a couple ounces a day. That's not the panacea, folks. I mean, that is a big, big help, toward, good homeostasis and balanced health in your body. But it's not a magic, solution. It's not a silver bullet. You can't join a call like this and be smoking a Marlboro while you're listening to Dr. Kuipers talk about nutrition. You can't be sitting there eating, pie and ice cream and brownies and chugging down a soda listening to, how, drinking 3/4 ounce a day of 7 Plus is going to radically change your life. It's going to require, if you want maximum benefits, it's going to require, some dietary changes in your life, some lifestyle changes, some choices that you make. And I'm just, I want to start the year out with full disclosure and total honesty. Now, I don't care what you're doing or how bad you're doing it. I personally believe that, because I've seen it happen, that, most people will experience some kind of a positive benefit from consuming our product. But you can't drive your car with one foot on the gas and one foot on the brake. And as long as you're drinking down sodas and smoking and chowing down french fries at McDonald's and stuffing your face with McDonald's hamburgers, you'll never get the maximum achievement of beneficial results from consuming our product that you would if you weren't, doing all the things that are bad for you. So let's make some New Year's resolutions here to stop doing the bad stuff, start doing the good stuff, start drinking, filtered water, purified water, ionized water, stop putting acid things in your body, start getting, your body alkaline. That's another big step moving forward is, to get, get your body in a good alkaline condition, or at least a good, properly balanced pH, and and then watch what 7 Plus can do for you. Wow, you know, I mean, you know, it'll, you know, I believe you'll literally be able to potentially, you know, magnify and increase the potential benefits of consuming our product many, many times by getting that foot off the brake. Just if you're driving your car and you step on the accelerator, you're going to go a lot faster and get where you're going a lot quicker with your foot off the brake than with it on it. And sad but true, a lot of people that are taking good nutritional products are still driving with one foot on the brake. So let's release our brakes and let's get the pedal to the metal and doing all the right stuff, and let's have a great year. And let's start with some good questions for Dr. Kuipers while we have him on the phone. Who's got our first question? Ian, maybe they're not figuring out that star 7 here, so I think I'll just lift off the mute here if it's not too noisy. Okay, all lines are open now, so if you'd like, if you have a dog barking or baby crying, you can hit star 6. That'll block you out. But if you'd like to ask a question, you can just whoever asks first. Yep, there's that dog. Hit star 6, whoever's got the dog. Okay, who has our first question for Dr. Kuipers tonight? Who's got a question? We do have some background. I'm going to go back to the mute out. So if you do have a question, please hit star 7. That will bring you on to our line here. So I'm going to mute everybody out again. Oops, I'm sorry. They're still unmuted. Let's try it again here. Okay, we're all muted. If you'd like to ask a question, just hit star 7. And I think I have to actually, you know, it's in the Q&A mode. So all you have to do is hit star 7 and you can ask a question. Go ahead. Somebody started to ask a question. Just somebody give me a test on the star 7. Somebody hit star 7 just so we can test, make sure that function's working on our dashboard here. And by the way, Marcus, just out of curiosity, I said, you know what? I wonder if there were a bunch of people that were on the call 2 weeks ago that did not get the announcement that we were taking a day off and in the middle of our holidays here, give everybody a little bit of a break. So I said, let me just dial in and see if there's anybody on there. Well, we had 28 callers that called in last Monday night, so we did a call anyway. And but I was blown away that in spite of our announcing and putting the word out that we were not going to be doing a call, we had 28 people call in.
So did you hold for us?
Oh, yeah, sure. I just, I said, well, at first, when it was one or two, I said, oh, well. Then it came in 4, 5, 10, 15. Then I clicked on the dashboard that showed, 28 callers. I said, well, you know what? I think we are going to have a call tonight. There's many people listening here. So we went ahead and had did a half hour, or no, I did a whole hour. You would think of the whole hour, a question and answer period. And so we had a good time. It was a lot of fun. Maybe we got all the questions asked that night. But anyway, if you've got a question,
well, maybe you exhausted all the questions from last week.
We just might have. Anyway, star 7, if you'd like to ask a question of Dr. Kuipers. Okay. Well, just while you're thinking of maybe another question to ask, I get nervous when I don't hear anything. I'm wondering if that star 7 feature is working or not. So. Let me refresh it here just so that we jump back to the lecture. Let's go back to Q&A and refresh. All right, now the star 7 might work. Anybody try star 7?
Paul Morris.
Hey, it's working.
Hello.
Hello. Paul Morris. Steve,
hey, we just discovered something about this, Dr. Kuipers. I think when we switch to the Q&A mode for the star 7, we have to also click the refresh button below that to make it activate. That's why nobody's asking any questions. Okay. Well, anyway, we got the lines are open. If you hit star 7, you can start asking questions.
Star 7. I have a question.
Go ahead.
I heard that it is good to mix the performance, maybe 2 ounces, into like a bottle of water and drink it throughout the day. Is that correct?
Well, there's certainly no reason you can't do that. Basically, it's good to get the performance or any of the 7 Plus products into you however you can. I think part of that habit comes from the fact that it's also good with your 7 Plus, whether it's the performance or any of them, to drink a lot of water with it. And if you can more easily do that by putting it in a you know, a bottle of water and drinking your bottle throughout the day, then so much the better. If it's easier to take the 2 ounces and then drink a whole bunch of water to chase it, then that too's okay. So I think it really is a matter of convenience, and certainly there's lots of good literature to support the fact that most people don't drink enough water throughout the day. And as an aside, that you know, drinking more water is generally really good for you. So I think, yeah, if you can mix your 2 ounces of water with or you mix your 2 ounces of Performance or 7 Plus Classic with your water and drink that down, that's great. However you can get your water and your 7 Plus into you, so much the better.
I would concur with that as well. Matter of fact, not only concur with it, I think it's an excellent idea. Matter of fact, I think it was a year and a half ago, I actually did a seminar on how that would be a great way to consume the product for a variety of reasons. Number one, water is a carrier, can actually help, you know, as a part of the delivery system to get the incipients or constituents and active ingredients into your system. Also, water is a great detoxifier for you in terms of flushing things out of your body. And as Dr. Kuiper said, we just do not drink enough water. So that's certainly one way. If you took one of our 750 milliliter bottles, if you took one that large and just, you know, poured your ounce or 2 ounces, whatever you choose to take there. By the way, the formulator suggests that, you know, 3/4 of an ounce is a, you know, maintenance serving size for, you know, an average size person. If you're stressed out with extraordinary, you know, stressful work conditions or anything that might require additional, you know, boost of the available nutrients that are contained in our 7 Plus or our Performance, then you may want to choose to do more. But I do want to point out that we are, with our 7 Plus product, right at the dollar a day mark, in that 3/4 of an ounce is the actual suggested, you know, maintenance serving size. And so, if you choose to do more, that's your choice on that. But I think it's important that part of our marketing strategy is that we're a dollar a day for the average masses of people out there that are on a tight budget and can't afford the competitive products that are $3, $4, $5, $6, $7 a day. That's a big selling point here. But the other reason, one of my biggest reasons, you know, coming from a marketing background, of diluting you know, 3/4 of an ounce or whatever amount you're taking into a larger bottle of water, is that you now become conspicuous. As a matter of fact, I even suggested in my seminar, I think we actually went back through the seminar and made notes on it, and if I can find that, I'll make it available to you, but was to put it in a bottle, and then when you're filling up your gas in your car, the gasoline, and you're at the gas station, and you put the hose in there, kind of put on a kind of a slow fill, and then reach inside your car and grab your bottle of you know, product. Of course, it's got a very, you know, it's kind of like a pink tinge to it when you've only got, you know, 3/4 of an ounce or an ounce or so in a, you know, 3/4 of a liter bottle. But as you're sitting there drinking it and starting a conversation with somebody, you're going to notice they're, you know, I've actually even tried this myself, you'll notice that they're watching the bottle and they're looking at it and they're trying to figure out, well, that's not Red Bull or that's not 5-Hour Energy or, gee, I haven't seen that one before. And invariably, somebody will come up and ask you, is that a new drink on the market? What is that? What is that you're drinking? And that's a good way to open up a conversation. And or you might just catch their attention, engage them in a conversation, and kind of hold the bottle up. Bet you're wondering what this is, aren't you? And then you could share with them the fact that you know, there's a great product available to them, and it's a great business opportunity to fill with. Just a great little conversation starter, and I think just an incredible way to consume the product. It does two things: it gets the product into you, and it gets the additional water that your body craves and is so important and the body needs. Matter of fact, a great book on the subject is Your Body's Many Cries for Water. And the author's name slipping me right now, but it's Your Body's Many Cries for Water. It's available on Amazon. I read that a couple years ago, and it just points out all the important reasons for, you know, getting water into your body. Matter of fact, water is such a great tonic for the body. And, you know, when you read a book like that, it really brings home the fact that, you know, we just need to drink more water. So, all right, next question for Dr. Kuipers.
Dr. Kuipers, this is Keith Byron.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, on the performance blend on the X Boost, will there ever be able to break that down a little bit more so some of the people can understand it a little bit more without giving up the proprietary ingredients?
I think the short answer to your question is probably not. I think they've kind of broken it down as much as they can. I don't know if you were with us a month ago when we had Jim Jameson, the formulator, on discussing the different ingredients. And, it's kind of like we've basically broken it down as much as he can, given the proprietary nature of what he's developed and put in it and discussed it thereof. So, there's a certain amount of specificity that they have to meet labeling requirements. And so, they've pretty much got all the, they've met those requirements. So, I don't know, Paul. I don't think we're going to be able to break it down much more than we already have.
Well, we're not. And the thing is that it is proprietary, particularly the Jameson formulas that we've added to it, and the fact that they're patented, or the processes are, and part of a proprietary blend that makes us unique and exclusive. But I'll tell you right now, I've been in discussions with our formulators and. I can tell you right now, there's no way that anybody can, duplicate our product. We have become so sophisticated with our last, couple formulation upgrades here, and with our proprietary blends that I don't think anybody for $10 million could reverse engineer our product and knock it off and come out with anything better than what we have. I mean, that's how incredible our product really is, and that's what makes us unique and special. And obviously, it's these proprietary formulas and the synergistic blend of ingredients and the proper balance of the blends that are giving us the results that everybody's hearing about. Either from your own personal story or family members or personal. Customers of yourself and friends that you have that are consuming the product. We have to be careful what we say and repeat on telephone calls. We can share our own testimonial and talk about our own story. We're really not, legally allowed to share anybody else's. But you know what I'm talking about. You've heard people share their stories, and they're nothing short of, miraculous in some of the cases. And the reason is because of our product being as special as it is. And obviously, our competition would love to know what our formula is. They'd love to be able to, try to clone it or knock it off or, come close to what we have. And the bottom line is they just can't. Matter of fact, we even take the products that we buy from we'll just go find out, we'll put spies in there and we'll find out, where you get your sources of different ingredients and we can just go buy from them. Well, in several cases, we take the ingredients that are already in an extract form, and then we do extracts of the extracts. And so what we have is so unique and so exclusive, so just totally, unique that it'll never be available from anyone else, anything close to what we have. And that's why we're going to be the premier, supplier of, a liquid nutritional supplement in the marketplace. And that is what we're all about. That's who we are. We are all about delivering the absolute most efficacious, with the greatest integrity, product that has all the good stuff and none of the bad stuff. And that's why we have glass bottles instead of plastic. That's why we have glass bottles instead of aluminum cans. That's why we don't have xanthan gum and guar gum and apple pectin and all the, various, psyllium and everything that thickens up a product. We don't put any thickeners in our product. That's why it's thin. Some people criticize, well, your product's thin and watery. Yeah, we don't put all the thickeners in that our competition does. People say, well, yeah, but, one of your ingredients is water. Well, yeah, so water is the main ingredient in every other product. They just put it in the form of apple juice or cranberry juice or whatever, and they don't have to say water, but what do you think apple juice is, or cranberry juice? Go get a gallon jug of cranberry juice and put it on your stove and boil it down for a few hours. You're going to wind up with a little thin film across the bottom. Just a little thin film. You can scrape it off with your thumbnail. That's the cranberries. What was all the rest of it, folks? It was water. Do the same thing with apple juice. It's water. All the products out there are 90% water or more, you know, but they don't have to put on their label. But so anyway, you don't think of that because they thicken it up with all the thickener. We don't use anything. If it's not, if it does not have a nutritional value or part of our delivery system or part of our preservation system, it's not in our product, period. And so that's why we have such a superior, you know, quality product. And so it's a product that you can be proud of. It's a product that you're not going to see in Costco. You know, I mean, you can go to Costco and walk down the aisle and you'll see some knockoffs of some of the big five, you know, juice companies out there. And I'd be a little nervous, you know, and you can go buy a bottle that, you know, reads the same on the label. It's about half the price. I don't know what that would do to affect your business, but you can find those. Well, you'll never find a product, you know, like any one of our products in a Costco. Or any, you know, large discount store, that'll be any kind of a knockoff of our product, and you'll never find our product there. So we are all about the product. We don't want, you know, and most companies, all they want is they're in it for the bottom line. They're in it for profit. You know, they just want to produce that product as cheaply as they can, and sell it for as much as they can, and make as big a profit as they can. We don't care, you know. I mean, if we wind up, we'll always keep our 7-plus classic so that there's a tough economy out there and families are struggling and they just can't get above that dollar a day for their budget, that we'll have that product there for them. But as we come up with, you know, better formulations and more expensive ingredients and more potent ingredients and some of our other X-Boost formulas that we'll be coming out with that will zero in on particular you know, needs of the body for people in particular occupations or lifestyles, we're going to produce the best product that there is out there, period. And if it costs a few dollars more, so what? But again, the cost, you know, everybody compares by the bottle, and I know we've discussed this on previous calls. They say, well, your bottle's, you know, $30 and this one's $32, so you're about the same price, or this was $29, they're a dollar cheaper than you. No. You know, that's not the question. The question is, how much is either a daily serving, you know, size, and a daily serving, maybe 2 ounces twice a day, so it'd be 4 ounces worth 3/4 of an ounce, or what does it cost me to take that product on a monthly basis? On a monthly basis of our 7-plus classic wholesale distributed cost, we're $30 a month. That's the cost of a 750-milliliter bottle, and that's 30 servings or 31 or whatever it's in there. And our competition at 4 to 6 ounces a day, you know, one bottle is only a week supply. So believe it or not, here's the numbers. We are 1/4 the cost on a monthly basis of most of our competition. With all the emphasis we have on quality, with all the emphasis we have on proprietary and quality and you know, just the most efficacious and potent ingredients to go into our product, we're still 1/4 the cost of our competition. Kind of amazing when you stop and think about it.
Come on, Paul, get off it.
Yes.
Thanks for that answer.
You're welcome. Well, the other thing too, if we gave the specific answer, then most people wouldn't know what it would mean anyway. I mean, a lot of people say, "Well, how many milligrams of vitamin C are in there?" I says, "Well, what difference would it make?" I said, "Do you eat oranges?" "Well, yeah, a lot of them." I said, "Why?" "Because there's vitamin C in it." I said, "Really?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "I've known that since I was a kid." I said, "Well, how many milligrams of vitamin C in the orange you ate?" "I don't know." "Well, you eat it anyway, right?" I think it's not how many milligrams of vitamin C are in anything. It's what, you know, makes its way into your bloodstream and into the cell membrane. And that's what we call bioavailability. And so the question shouldn't be how many milligrams of anything are in there. It should be, hey, is the product all natural? Is it, you know, free of any chemical fertilizers, of any heavy metals, of any herbicides and pesticides? Is the product got integrity? Is the product pure? Is the product all natural? Is it organic? Is it wildcrafted? Is it a pure? These are all the questions you should be asking, you know. And I mean, because you could get a product with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, but it could have herbicides and pesticides and heavy metals and everything else in it, and it could be an ascorbic acid synthetic vitamin C that might not absorb into the body. So, I mean, what if you had 1,000 milligrams and you only absorbed 75 or 80 of them? of the thousand. I mean, I don't know if that's, you know, what you'd expect to get out of that, but I'm just giving an example here. And then what if you took something only at 200 milligrams of vitamin C, but it was all natural and it was organic and it was maybe from, you know, a bioavailable source, and you absorbed 190 milligrams of the 200? Now which one do you want? Do you want the 1,000 milligrams or the 200? Oh, I'll take the 200 now that I know that, you know, 90% of that gets absorbed and only 10% of the other got absorbed. All of a sudden, now that we have a little more knowledge and education information, now we want the one that's got the least amount of, you know, milligrams, but is the most absorbable. And so we realized that, you know, it really didn't matter what the milligrams were. It mattered what was the absorbability, what was the bioavailability, how much of that's going to get into your actual, you know, cell. And we now have with our CAP-E test, which is a cell-based test that is actually done on erythrocytes, we can prove that, and we're doing it one by one with our ingredients. We've already got several tests done that show that our ingredients actually penetrate through the cell membrane and show up inside the cell, you know, of an erythrocyte, which is a red blood cell. And so that's what's important. And so I believe the more you learn about our product, the more you come to calls like this, the more you're going to realize that, wow, you know, there's just nothing else out there in the marketplace that's even going to hold a candle to us. And then we don't have to worry about if there's anybody got a bigger dog than ours, you know, that you'll just know. You'll know that you know that you know that we got the absolute best product out there. And that's our goal and our purpose and our whole mission and our function is to deliver the absolute best product so that when you walk into a meeting, whether there's a living room with two or three friends, a neighbor's house, or a hotel room with 300 or 400 people, or a convention center with 1,000 people in it, no one's going to whip out a bottle and say, I got something better than yours. It'll never happen, folks. We promise you that. We promise you that. We got the best one out there.
Is there time for another question?
Yep, go ahead.
Okay, a friend has had a brain infection some time ago and has developed seizures. The question is there anything contraindicative to be trying the excuse with the standard, and I got a relatively calm anti-seizure drugs?
Well, that covers a multitude of issues, but I think the answer is no. There's nothing in 7 Plus or any of these ingredients that is going to conflict or that should conflict with his anti-seizure medications. You know, it's good basic nutrition, and most every doctor generally supports and is in favor of basic nutrition, and there's really nothing in there that should cause a problem or interact with any of the medicines he might be taking to minimize his propensity for seizures. Nothing in there is going to lower his seizure threshold that I can think of. So I think it would be pretty safe for him and good for him to take 7 Plus.
And Dr. Kuypers can say that because he, you know, has the MD degree. And I just want to caution all of you as distributors that, you know, the standard disclaimer for all of you is that you should all have memorized. I'm not a doctor, therefore I cannot diagnose, prognosticate, prescribe, or even recommend or suggest the use of our product to cure any disease, illness, or condition. With that understood, the legal disclaimers for the company is that our product is not, you know, to be taken by children, pregnant mothers, or nursing mothers without discussing it with their healthcare professional first. So if anybody's under doctor care, always refer them to their doctor. That legally protects the company. That would apply in this case as well. What I could do is, and not being a doctor, I can't, you know, suggest taking our product or not taking our product or even intimating that our product may or may not help a person in that condition. But what I could do is suggest some extracurricular activity for you in terms of some reading. If you've got a friend or a loved one that's got any kind of a seizure problem, you might want to go to Amazon.com and order the book Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills. That's the subtitle, but the book is Excitotoxins. It's by Dr. Russell Blaylock, B-L-A-Y-L-O-C-K. Dr. Russell Blaylock actually heads the Scientific Advisory Board for the Life Extension Institute. He is also a world-renowned neurosurgeon, a brain surgeon. and he specializes in seizures, and he has a very interesting take on what he believes is the cause of most seizures, and it's all outlined in his book, Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills. And if you want to just start reading up, get a little glimpse into what you'll discover in that book, you may just want to go to Google and just Google aspartame, A-S-P-A-R-T-A-M-E. That is also the technical name for NutraSweet, which is a brand name. It's an artificial sweetener. You may want to check out Dr. Joseph Mercola's Sweet Remedy, which is he has a book and a DVD that talk about artificial sweeteners. And again, that road in the books, the DVDs, the articles by Dr. Russell Blaylock, and the book Excitotoxin, The Taste That Kill, all lead down the road that takes you to aspartame as a big culprit out there. So you might want to take a look at any food products out there that have excitotoxins, such as MSG, or artificial sweeteners, such as aspartame, and just see if the person in question had an abundance of those in their diet. We had actually a family member, my son married her. She was a dental hygienist concerned with having good breath, and she was chewing gum all the time, and knowing how dangerous and bad sugar was, she, you know, took sugar-free gum that had aspartame in it, and all of a sudden started having seizures. And when I suggested it might be the gum, when she stopped chewing the gum with the aspartame, they somehow coincidentally just evaporated. So it might be something, and it's something I've done a little bit of research on, but you might want to just for yourself go to Google that, aspartame, just, you know, if you want to get there faster, the articles you're looking for, aspartame, the dangers of, or something of that nature, and you'll have a wealth of articles to peruse through, and, you know, just might give you some direction in you know, which to go with all that.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Go ahead.
I've had several people who have been on blood thinners ask if this would affect their blood thinner medication. And, of course, I always say go talk to your doctor, but I'm just wondering if there's anything, you know, especially vitamin K and things like that that are in the formula, if there's adverse effects with that.
Yeah, and doctor has a great answer on that, and I'll let him answer that question. But
okay,
you already assured me in your comment that I told him to go talk to the doctor first. And you know what? That is the only, you know, approach that we can take to that is to send them there. The only thing I would say that is if they do go to their doctor and approach them, they may want to, and if that is a concern of theirs, they may want to favor the 7 Plus Classic formula if they're in a condition like that. Do you want to address that, Marcus?
Well, bottom line is they can take 7 Plus even if they do take Coumadin or blood thinners from a couple of standpoints. One is if you're taking 3/4 to an ounce a day, you're not getting enough of anything that's going to, I think, materially affect, you know, your Coumadin level. And with that said, they should, you know, just let their doctor know that, you know, yes, I am taking a nutritional supplement, and it has lots of phytonutrients in it, and the doctor needs to be aware of this simply because most people that are on blood thinners are getting their ProTime checked every month to monitor their diet and intake, and there are so many things that can affect one's Coumadin level and the ProTime that you know, they just need to be aware of that and keep monitoring it on a regular basis, and the doctor makes adjustments accordingly. But I've not heard of and can't really think of anything that, you know, in 7 Plus, which is going to make one stop taking it because they take Coumadin or, you know, or a blood thinner with that. You know, it's just one other thing that needs to be taken into account with their monitoring program. I've had a number of people who have told me that just to, you know, be on the safe side and minimize any